This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
And so we're talking about the New York Giants quarterback situation. As come out a couple hours ago that Daniel Jones has been benched for fucking Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito's back.
And we got to look at his whack-ass agent.
His goofy agent with his fedora.
Agent, yeah. And the cutlets, which I think are one of the most overrated fucking meals ever.
Totally overrated. Totally,
it's just totally fucking overrated.
It's just thin slices of chicken and fucking breadcrumbs. That's all it is.
All right. I remember last year when I went, let me make some cutlets, see what you do. That's the only way I know how to do.
Just the thin sliced meat.
I think you can get cutlets of other meat. I think like veal. You can get veal cutlets.
Now, is that chicken the cut of the meat or the way it's prepared?
I don't fucking know. All I know is that.
Like you could take it and do lots of different. You could grill it or fry it or whatever, or it's cutlets are made this way and that's it.
I made it the way that it was that the recipe showed me. I got the fucking thin meat. Use the little cooking hammer, made it really thin.
Oh, you had to like tenderize it?
Yes.
I don't know that I want anything with thinly sliced meat unless I'm making like beef jerky.
Yeah, man.
Or a sandwich.
But yeah, so he's starting instead of Drew Lock, who was they brought in to be the backup this year. Because Drew Lock has fucking player incentives, playing time incentives. He gets $250,000 for each 40-50% of the snaps. He would have got that probably.
Okay.
There's seven games left.
Yeah.
He would probably got. He's never going to get this. He got passing incentives. For a 92.5 pass rating, he gets $250,000. For a 65% completion rate, he gets $250,000.
Is that by game or is that for the season? Okay, got it. He was never going to do that.
He was never going to get all this. 88 passer rating plus 15 touchdown passes, $250,000.
Never.
2,000 passing yards, maybe, because they lose and he's just throwing empty yards, $250,000.
Like I think
team incentives.
Oh, okay,
55-69% of the snaps, plus a playoff berth, which is not going to happen. He gets $500,000, and then 70% of the playoff, plus a playoff berth, $500,000. So basically –
So really, you're tanking without saying you're
they're
tanking.
Just making sure they don't have to pay him $250,000 because that's the only one he was going to get.
An NFL franchise.
Yeah, like
pretty much.
It's bullshit when baseball teams do it, but at least there are small market baseball teams. Every NFL team makes basically the same amount of money because they all get the slice of the pie. And it's also New York.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. That's some real cheapskate shit.
They don't want to pay him for probably about $250,000.
They also don't want to run the risk they might win a game or two.
And that's why Daniel Jones is gone because he has a $22 million injury bonus in it. So
now they got a tank and try to get Shadur. He'd go there, right?
I think he'd go to New York.
He'd go to New York.
I think he'd go to New York. But yeah, that's
he balled, by the way.
Who?
Shadur.
After the first pass, yeah.
What a game played. Travis Hunter's so good.
That ball, that's like, fuck you, he's better. I'm just going to throw it up there.
Just going to throw it up there. You got how many guys? Doesn't matter.
He's fucking elevated over every I can't wait to see if he does the testing at the combine, his vertical.
Oh, man.
I can't wait to see. Good point. Because I know it's got to be 47.
Something.
Somewhere in that area.
Yeah, because he's, what's he, like 5'10", maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I just want to see his vertical.
His 40, his vertical, all of it. He's just an
if
absolute.
If I'm him, I ain't doing any of that shit.
He doesn't need to.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to do any of that.
Man, that shit.
He's the first non-quarterback drafted. And if whoever, you know, if the Jaguars get the first pick, he might be the first player drafted, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're going to have to fire their coach.
No, fuck that. Fire
everybody.
Every fucking one. Yeah. I know they can't fire the whole staff, but he's got to go. Trip Baalke's got to go.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to be fired.
If they do that, like if the Jags clean house, is there still enough intrigue in Trevor Lawrence to get like a Ben Johnson down there, or is everything too tainted?
I don't know because You know, usually when you're an offensive coach like Ben Johnson is, you would want your quarterback in place or yeah. be in position to draft their quarterback.
I don't want to
be in position to draft a quarterback.
Sure, but they just paid.
Also severely improved the team.
I want to know how they can maybe get out of this Trevor Lawrence, because don't start for 2 years.
Try to trade him?
Yeah, don't start. His extension will start for 2 years.
Yeah. Man, what a bad situation they're in.
Yeah, man. They're,
terrible.
And then they get this new stadium. And man.
Yeah. Boy, do they get killed. What is He had a perfect quarterback. He threw 5 interceptions the week before, yeah. and then he had a perfect quarterback rating.
They had 38 fucking first downs. How do you have 38 fucking first downs in an NFL game?
I never heard of that.
Never heard of that.
They outgained the Jaguars by 500 yards.
Guys. They had
675 yards of offense.
That motherfucker had 38 first downs.
That's like, insane.
I'm like, how bad? That's just awful.
That's awful. That's awful. And they got good draft picks over there, too. Like, they got the number one pick on defense a couple years ago.
Yeah, but they're just so fucking
on their D-line.
Nielsen, I don't know what the fuck, Neil. I told you he'd be doing that damn hockey, what you call it?
Yeah, line changes.
Hockey line changes. Like, he brings in a whole nother 11 guys.
Yeah.
For third down or something.
Remember when people were so mad that the Falcons didn't, like, throw the bank at him to keep him as the DC?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
I know. I just saw one of the dumbest fucking things. Is it time to start Michael Penix? Can he rush the passer?
Come on, guys.
Can he cover?
Come on, guys.
Come on, man. Let's not do this right now.
I do like they let him throw it a little bit when he got in the game yesterday. It'd be nice if they let him throw it to the actual like wide receivers. No offense to Casey Washington.
Oh no, I'm not putting
him in there. But like,
oh, hell no.
All the other, the defense is playing all their guys.
Right.
They did pull all the starters.
They pulled every starter.
Everybody.
Let Penix throw it to London or something. You know,
good drink. Like he re-hurt himself.
He did look like he hurt himself again. Yeah.
Oh, not God. Great. What the hell? Did Dylan got banged up?
Who?
86.
He got. He had to leave the game. Remember, he left the game in the first half.
Okay. By then, I was like, I was like, listen, I wanted to play Saturday.
If you would have, they would have got you a catch.
I wanted to fucking play Saturday.
What did the tight ends do? They had 13 catches for 160 at 3 touchdowns?
Shit.
Yeah, the tight ends were.
I love that shit.
That was awesome. It was an awesome game plan. They got rid of all the bullshit that I hate, except for throwing it to Arian Smith. They got to stop throwing it to Arian Smith. But they got rid of all the cute bullshit that I hate.
It just
played. Like hard-nosed football. It was great. It was great to see. What a performance by Georgia.
Weekend. I'm trying to think, because I said you called that fucking BYU. I was like, no, BYU's not going to lose at home to Kansas.
They just aren't, it's just, some of these, same thing with the Chiefs. It's like, you can't in Miami, you can't get, I don't want to say lucky, because you got to win games and you have talent and stuff like that, but you can't fuck around that many times without finding out, And Miami found out against Georgia Tech, and BYU had they had come too close too many times. And so, late night, you had to stay up late if you wanted to watch that one. It was a horrible football game. It was just an awful game.
There's no way out.
31 combined points at 2:00 in the morning. Right. No, you don't need to do that.
No, but
check the box score the next day.
So who's leading? So who's leading that conference now? They still are, right?
They still are.
Okay,
yeah. But so yeah, I mean, such a crapshoot. Colorado's got a great shot to come out of that conference. Arizona State beat the shit out of Kansas State on Saturday, and they're 8-2 also.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Two best teams in the Big 12 are Pac-12 castoffs. Best team in the Big Ten's a Pac-12 cast off. If the Pac-12 existed this year, they would probably have more college football playoff
old Pac-12
teams than the ACC or the Big 12. But they don't. They don't exist. And Wazoo, I guess they do exist. There's two teams. Wazoo and Oregon State. Wazoo was just kind of lurking at 8-1, but they lost to.
Okay, that's why I was curious.
They lost to New Mexico State.
One of them teams is like pretty good this year.
Yeah,
I mean, record-wise.
Yeah, yeah,
record-wise.
Yeah, they had the hilarious schedule, but they blew it. They blew their game on Saturday, so now they have two losses.
What would have happened if they would have had the one loss?
They would have just been told sorry.
They wouldn't have got in?
I don't think so.
Because they
don't have any wins. Like, they haven't beat anybody.
No, I'm saying, what conference are they in?
The Pac-12.
That's what I'm saying. The Pac-12 don't get nothing. Okay.
I think they count as a group of five.
That's what I'm saying. So they would.
Yeah. I guess but there's no conference championship.
Right.
So
they wouldn't have a conference
championship. Yeah. My buddy who I was talking to him on Saturday before the Oregon game, he's a big Oregon fan and covers Oregon State too. As it stands right now, Oregon State and Wazoo play twice next year.
Each other?
They're on their schedule because they don't have enough games.
For the conference.
Yeah. They are scheduled to play each other twice because they don't have enough conference games. Because only four teams came from the Mountain West. So they only have six teams in the conference right now. Oh, they can add more teams. They're going to try. But the Mountain West is that because they stole four teams from them. And now the Mountain West is blocking all the other teams and giving them – the money that they're getting from those four teams leaving, they're allocating it around the conference.
Wow.
So they're basically like, just don't go to the Pac-12 and we'll give you $25 million.
Okay.
Sure. Fine.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.